Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 737. Today, Dawn asks,
which is more lucrative these days? Self-publishing or traditional publishing?
For most people, self-publishing, no contest. There's a few trade-offs involved. The basic one anymore is that if you're traditional publishing, you may get an advance. And note I said may. They're getting less and less common. You get an advance, you get a big check up front, or at least you get a check up front. Sometimes it's not very big, especially if you're not selling enough that you could be really killing it on your own. But there is something to be said for knowing when you're going to get how much money, and traditional publishing at least offers the illusion of that. It tends not to be that straightforward unless you're really careful with your contract, because they'll like pay you part of the advance on acceptance and part on publication and part on blah, 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 blah. I've seen advance contracts where the advance is broken up into four or five payments over the course of 2 years, which is ridiculous. But it all depends on the contract. And the other thing with self-publishing versus traditional publishing is your ownership of your world and even of your book, period, is something that's pretty easy to lose control of if you're not super careful with your contracts in traditional publishing these days. It is bad, bad, bad. But they offer the glitzy, glamorous illusion of respectability and the wonderful feeling that you didn't have to lay out your own book. And for a lot of people, especially people who grew up on books with particular publishing company names on the spines, that's still pretty damn tempting. I mean, it was for me. It took a lot of thinking for me to turn down one particular negotiation that had the name of a company I always wanted to be published with attached to it, because they were not willing to bend on some of the IP stuff. So, Yeah, I don't think it's good business right now, unless you get a hell of a deal and you don't have an agent in the loop.
Or you're Stephen King.
Well, I don't know, man. Some of those big authors get embezzled. I mean, Chuck Palahniuk's agent ruined him.
Really?
Yeah,
he stole everything. It wasn't even his agent. It was the accountant at his agent's agency. Chuck Palahniuk, I think Nora Roberts had a bunch taken from her. A lot of the big guys have just been embezzled all to shit. Even having that kind of clout is no substitute for keeping an eye on your contracts. So whatever you decide, I'd be really, really bloody careful. Maintain as much control as you can, whichever direction you decide to go, will be my advice. Good luck. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.